This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that Sean Patrick Maloney is running both to retain his 18th district seat in Congress and also for New York State Attorney General. If Maloney wins the Democratic primary in September, he will try to move to Albany in the general election. If he loses the primary, he will run to keep his seat in Washington. Got it? Maloney joins Letitia James, the New York City public advocate, Sefer Tishout, a law professor who previously ran for governor, and Lysia Eve, a former advisor to Hillary Clinton and Governor Andrew Cuomo, on the September Democratic primary ballot. The Democratic Party backed James at the convention, so most likely Maloney will be defending his seat from a weaker position in November. Maul Gorman, communications director for the National Republican Congressional Committee, said, and I quote, "Everyone knew Sean Patrick Maloney was using his seat in Congress as a stepping stone to higher office. Now he's handing Republicans yet another top pick opportunity with strong candidates already in the race." And you can read that full story in the Mid-Hudson News Network. Rachel Silverstein and David Lombardo are reporting for the Albany Times-Union that there has been plenty of drama and dysfunction in the state Senate in Albany this week. In early May, Long Island Republican Tom Croce was called away to active military duty, and the Senate has been in a 31-31 deadlock ever since. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul has been called to helm the chamber, but the rules about the powers of the lieutenant governor are unclear. Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan said, and I quote, "I think it's clear when the lieutenant governor is here, things go away," end quote. So citizens get shenanigans, such as state Republicans canceling all planned floor votes after Democrats tried to vote for a bill they did not like. Republican State Senator John DeFrancisco said, and I quote, "The real issue here is, do the Democrats want to make a political point so much that they would avoid having many of their local bills voted on? We'll see," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Joseph Spector reports for the Democrat and Chronicle that while Governor Andrew Cuomo has crowed about the state spending $200 million a year to fight opioid addiction, New York has actually just been shifting money around. John Coppola, executive director of the Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Providers of New York State, said, and I quote, "There is no infusion of $200 million in new dollars. Most of the dollars were already there, already being utilized by prevention and treatment programs, but now their emphasis shifted to address the opioid epidemic," end quote. While the state claims its spending on heroin and opioid treatment has doubled since 2011, that is mostly because of redirected funding from other treatment programs. The report says, and I quote, "The budget for the agency overseeing the programs grew just 1% between 2012 and 2018, end quote. Opioid deaths in New York jumped 135% from 2013 to 2016, with 3,800 opioid deaths in 2016. And you can read that full story in the Democrat Chronicle. Finally, Roger Hanson Gilson reports for the Other Hudson Valley that a super PAC supporting one of the Democrats in the congressional primary is going negative on another Democrat. A political action committee representing Pat Ryan, called With Honor, Inc., has hired a company to call voters and test negative information about Antonio Delgado. Ryan's PAC is paying Global Strategies Group, LLC, $17,500 for the polling, according to the FEC filing. Kalamata Research is doing the polls for Global Strategies. So far, the seven candidates who want to challenge Representative John Faso have only been attacking the Republican. Tara Schaefer, a Rhinebeck resident, said she received a call on her landline from the push poll. The pollster called Ryan, and I quote, "a decorated war hero," end quote, and I quote, "the son of a school teacher," end quote. "And it," she said, and I quote, "shows me someone is purposefully propping up Pat Ryan and purposefully slandering Antonio Delgado," end quote. The Delgado campaign said the calls were spreading untruths. According to Delgado spokesman Brendan Welch, and I quote, "Delgado was not a lobbyist and has never been a lobbyist," end quote. Don Levy, the director of the Siena College Research Institute, said, and I quote, "It is a type of push poll that is relatively insidious because it masquerades as an objective poll," end quote. and you can read the full story in the Other Hudson Valley. This has been the WGXC News Update. Other news, weather, and information can be found on the WGXC Newsroom website, wgxc.org.